I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. People living in the Mexican border city of Juarez are eager to say goodbye to one of the bloodiest times in the city's history. For years, a drug war raged there, claiming more than 10,000 lives. Things are improving now, but echoes of the violence remain, especially on the city's outskirts. From the public radio collaboration Fronteras, Monica Ortiz Uribe tells a story now of how one neighborhood is trying to look after its young people.
It's the dawn of a new day in Ciudad Juarez. Just a few weeks ago, a new mayor was sworn into office. In his inaugural speech, Enrique Serrano stressed that the city will no longer be distracted by bullets.
Ya pasó la tormenta y se plantea un futuro provisorio para Juárez.
Serrano said the storm is behind them now and that the future of Juarez looks promising. Indeed, much of Juarez is breathing a sigh of relief. The murder rate back in 2010 averaged 8 people a day. Now it's less than 2 per day. There are also fewer kidnappings and car thefts, and new businesses are popping up in places that were once abandoned. But by no means is Juarez rid of its violent past. On the western edge of the city is a former squatter community called Anapra. Drive down one of the few paved roads here, and instead of sidewalks, you'll see margins of desert sand littered with potato chip bags and threadbare socks. Women push rickety strollers and lug grocery bags across a treeless terrain. This place is also known for being a recruitment zone for organized crime.
Ah, bueno, mira, mi nombre es María de Lourdes Contreras Castañeda.
It's also a place where Lourdes Contreras is trying to make a difference. She's 46 and grew up in Anapra. She knows there's little opportunity here. So, a year ago, Contreras decided to open up a study center for troubled youth. It's called Los Soles, named after the sun. Inside, children sit at a tiny table scribbling with markers. Others practice multiplication tables. In the kitchen, a volunteer mother heats up tortillas for lunch. Up to 70 kids can stream through here on any given day.
Hijos de drogadictos, de prostitutas, niños maltratados.
Contreras says they're kids left behind by the violence, children of addicts, prostitutes, and smugglers, she says. Many were abandoned and abused. In some of their notebooks, there's pictures of bleeding hearts and stick figures shooting bullets from a car. One of the more extreme cases is that of 4-year-old Kimberly. In an interview, she innocently offers fragments of the horror she lived, how she witnessed her parents getting murdered earlier this year. They were left tortured and bound inside their home. Kimberly spent the night hugging their corpses. The next morning, she turned up at her grandma's house, soaked in their blood.
Están en el cielo.
Now she says, my parents are in heaven. Outside the study center, some girls sing and play. Los Soles survives off donations. When drug violence in Juarez reached its peak, the federal government invested $250 million to support violence prevention programs like this. But that money's running out. Howard Campbell is an anthropology professor in neighboring El Paso.
The problems of Juarez, the longstanding problems of poverty, lack of opportunity, poor schools remain and are only improved by the actual efforts of private citizens themselves.
There's only so much the volunteers at Los Soles can do. Most are mothers and grandmothers who never finish school. They help the kids with their homework, provide a little food, and encourage them to stay out of trouble. But the odds are against them. As long as there's profit to be made smuggling people and drugs across the border, these children will continue to be courted by organized crime.
Consequently, you have fertile ground for another round of violence and social problems in Juarez.
For now, the people of Anapra are enjoying a tenuous peace, while the volunteers at Los Soles work in hopes of a better tomorrow. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez.